الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، begin reading المسألة السابعة والأربعون. السابعة والأربعون، the 47th issue from the affairs of الجاهلية. The author, he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى، إضافة نعم الله إلى غيره. إضافة نعم الله إلى غيره، كقوله يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها. The 47th issue from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah, that is Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned in his treatise مسائل al-jahiliyyah, is that they would ascribe the blessings of Allah to other than Him, like the statement of the Most High, يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها. They know and they recognize the blessings of Allah, and then they deny them. So there's no doubt that all of the blessings and favors, they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal, He is the Lord and Creator, Provider and Sustainer of this entire life. He is the one who has authority and command, and He is the one who has ultimate and supreme authority and command, and nothing happens in this life, in this creation, except by His will and with His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that is the issue of blessing and goodness and prosperity and health and wealth and well-being in one's mind and body and in one's home and family. Likewise, the great blessing of guidance and knowledge and understanding in the religion and the ability to implement that and apply it, to worship Allah in a good manner. All of these are from the great favors and blessings, and they are in the hands of Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one who has command and authority over them, and He is the one who disposes them as He wills, and He blesses and shows favor and grants goodness to whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, all of the difficulties or hardships or any adversity that is removed or avoided, that one he stays away from, any calamity that is lifted or lightened, or a person he is safe from. This is from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these affairs, they are in the hands of Allah. And it's an obligation to ascribe them to Allah and to recognize that Allah, He is the one who bestows the favors and blessings. And if Allah has decreed that from the means of obtaining a particular blessing, or having some harm or difficulty lightened or removed, is that someone from the creation participate in that, then this is just a means that Allah has legislated, and Allah, He is the true provider of the blessing, and He is that one who has decreed and created these circumstances and situations, and the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, and whatever you have from blessing, then indeed it is from Allah. And Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, and if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you could not enumerate them. So obtaining any good or repelling or being safe from any harm or evil, all of this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this is from the favor and the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, it's an obligation to recognize that and to ascribe that to Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by stating that and confessing that with one's tongue, by realizing that and believing that in the heart, So if a person who were to describe the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to other than Allah, while believing in Allah azza wa jal, that he is the one who is the provider and sustainer in reality, but they ascribe it with their statement to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is going to be included in what is considered a shirku fi al-alfaz. And we have discussed these affairs in brief detail in our studies of Kitab al-Tawheed. This is shirk in the terms that a person he will use. And from the completion, perfection of al-Tawheed is that a person, he will discipline himself and he will have good manners with the terms that he uses, with the terms and the words that he uses. He will not use words or make expressions or statements that could be understood contrary to the rights of al-Tawheed, or could be understood as violating the rights of al-Tawheed, or in opposition to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his lordship and his rububiyyah, or in his beautiful names and attributes of perfection, asma' wa sifat, or in his right to be worshipped alone subhanahu wa ta'ala in his divinity and his uluhiyyah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this would be considered shirk fi al-alfaz. And if a person, he believed that it is Allah who has the supreme control, yet he ascribed it to something from the creation in this manner, then this is considered shirkun asgar. This is considered minor shirk. But minor shirk is something that is major, and it's only considered minor in comparison to major shirk. A number of the salaf, they have mentioned with regards to this verse from the Mujahid. He says that they will say, هَذَا مَالِي وَرِثْتُهُ عَنْ أَبَائِي. This is my money. I inherited it from my fathers. This is my money. I inherited it from my fathers. Any statements like this, any ascribing that the wealth that it came from his forefathers, meaning that he has neglected the reality that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had created his forefathers and provided his forefathers. And even this is a greater blessing as well that he has neglected, and that he did not even work for it himself. Rather, Allah had created for him forefathers and provided for them to the extent that whenever they passed down and his lineage wealth that came to him by way of inheritance that he did not even have to work hard for, and the likes like this. So this is from the favor and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A number of the salaf, they would say, وَكَانَتْ ذَبِيحُ طَيِّبًا, and in reference to affairs whenever they're sailing in the seas. وَكَانَتْ ذَبِيحُ طَيِّبًا, and the wind was good, and ascribing the blessing to the wind and neglecting the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. All of this would be along with the fact that they believe that Allah, he is the one who has authority over the wind. But they would neglect the mention of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they would ascribe it outwardly to the wind or to some physical issue in the creation. They would say, كان الملاح حاذقاً, كان الملاح حاذقاً, you mean the admiral in the ship, the one who was in charge of directing the ship, he was very clever. He's very clever. Or sometimes one of them, they would say, لولا البطة لا سرقنا, had it not been for the duck in the house, then we would have been robbed. And meaning that because the duck made noise, they were alerted that there was a thief nearby. So they took precaution. But in reality, it is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they were aware of that, or that they were safe from the dangers of the sea, or that the wind carried them swiftly. It is Allah who created the wind, and likewise who created that man and blessed him with the ability to navigate. And the Malah is the navigator in the sea. And likewise, someone may say, had it not been for his swift driving and quick reaction, then we would have been in a wreck. And he forgetting the favor and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these examples and that which is similar to that has been mentioned with regards to denying the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning that's by ascribing the favor and blessing to other than Allah. So a person who will praise and thank Allah Azza wa Jal, and then he will also recognize the means that Allah has used. If someone had made effort to help or benefit and the likes like this in a particular situation to bring about goodness or to repel or be safe from some type of harm or danger, then a person, he'll recognize that. But along with that, he'll recognize that first and foremost, it is Allah who had decreed this affair and who had the ultimate control and command of this affair. And as for the things in the creation, then they're just simply means. So one who will praise Allah first and foremost, Alhamdulillah, the driver with us was experienced by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he facilitated this affair for us and guided us to make the proper decision, and so on and so forth, and the likes like this. In any case, the praise and thanks will be for Allah first and foremost. The praise and thanks will be for Allah first and foremost, and the blessing will be ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. Will be ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is the first aspect. This is the first aspect that people of not, as they mentioned, of ascribing the blessings to other than Allah. They would do that verbally in statement or an expression, along with the fact that they believe that Allah, He is the one who has the ultimate control and authority. So this is considered minor shirk. As for if a person, he were to believe that that person did that single-handedly or in something in the creation, had control over that without believing in Allah or ascribing the blessings to other than Allah absolutely, like some of the pagans they used to do, that some of the pagans used to do in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever some good would occur to them or some evil would be diverted from them or they would be safe from harm and danger in scary situations, then they would say, "Hadha bi shafa'ati alihatina." This is because of the intercession of our gods. This is from the intercession of our gods. So they would ascribe those blessings and favors to their gods that they worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have seen, many from this ummah, they're tried with the likes of these jahiliyat, these affairs of ignorance that the people of ignorance were upon in the early days. And from that is what some are tried by with their attachment to the people in the grave. They will say, "Oh, this is from the blessing of al-Badawi. It was Badawi who saved us in this affair." Or it was so-and-so, Sayyid so-and-so, and the likes like this. This is from the blessing of the Wali. The Wali protected us in the favor of the Wali. Or the Wali, he's so kind for providing this blessing or favor for us, or saving us from this harm and from this difficulty. And this is major shirk, waliyadu billah. And this is major shirk, waliyadu billah. So the blessings, they must be ascribed to the one who has authority and command over them, and who the one who disposes them, and that is Allah alone. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. They know and recognize the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they deny them. What is intended is they deny them, meaning they ascribe them to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. They ascribe them to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This particular verse is in Surah An-Ni'am, in the chapter which is known as An-Ni'am. And that is Surah An-Nahl, the chapter of the bees. But a number of the people of knowledge, they have given this chapter the name of the chapter of blessings, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins this chapter mentioning blessings and favors one after another, all throughout the chapter, beginning with the favor and blessing of guidance of the revelation that is revealed, And after that, mentioning the creation of the human being, the creation of mankind, and many different favors and blessings all throughout this chapter. And it's a very beautiful chapter. From that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the verse here that's mentioned, He says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah, He is the one who has brought you out from the wombs of your mothers and not knowing anything. He brought you out from the wombs of your mothers not knowing anything. And meaning that Allah, He is the one who has created you. Allah, He is the one who has shaped you and formed you. Allah, He is the one who has given you life and brought you into existence. And He is the one who has nourished you and sustained you from the beginning of your creation until this day. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. And He has made for you the ability to hear and the ability to see, and minds and hearts that you are able to ponder and reflect with. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In order for you to show thanks. So Allah has created you and given you shape and form and brought you into life and sustained you with all these favors and blessings. And from the head of the physical and worldly blessings is the blessing of the mind and the ability to think and to reflect, and the blessing of the eyesight and the ears and the hearing and the likes like this. So a person, he will be able to benefit in this life in a manner that is good by having a heart and mind that is sound, and he's able to reflect and think properly and make good decisions, and likewise the ability to hear and to see. These are from the great favors of Allah that we have been blessed with in order to show thanks. There are great wisdoms behind the creation of these affairs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this noble verse, He mentioned a number of favors and blessings. He mentioned the blessing of the dwelling, the blessing of having a home, and likewise the blessing of clothing, and the hides of the animals, and the great and the many different usage that we have with regards to that, and the blessing of iron, and the blessing of the shade, and the blessing of the mountains. So many favors that Allah, He mentioned time after time in this chapter. And then He says again after this, subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. In this manner, Allah, He completes His blessing for you so that you may surrender and submit to Him in obedience. So that you may surrender and submit to Him in obedience. So these two verses here are very important with regards to understanding the chapter of An-Ni'am, the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. The first verse closes by mentioning لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And the second verse here mentioned is closing, and Allah, He says لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. So from the wisdom of these blessings that Allah, He provides for us, is so that we will show thanks to Him. And likewise, so that we will surrender and submit to Him. كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ. So in this manner, we complete the blessing for you. In this manner, we perfect the blessing for you, so that you may surrender and submit to Allah with tawheed and comply to Him in obedience, inwardly and outwardly, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, the blessing is perfected. In this manner, the blessing is perfected. Because the blessings of the worldly life, if they're not under the blessing of Al-Islam, then in reality, they're not true blessings. And in the hereafter, a person who will be taken to account for them, and he will be punished because of them. So then in reality, they will not be blessings. If the blessings are not used properly, and when he does not show thanks for them in the manner legislated, then they are not truly blessings in his right. Rather, they could be a means for leading him to his destruction, and to be overwhelmed with this worldly life, and to rejoice, and to be happy, and to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the meeting of the hereafter. So the blessing, the true blessing, is only completed and perfected by the blessing of Al-Islam. The blessing of Al-Islam, and showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After these verses here, then Allah, He says, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. They recognize, they know the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then they deny it. And then they deny it. So to deny the blessings is to be ungrateful. It's to be ungrateful. So from denying the blessings is not showing the proper gratitude with regards to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one, maybe he will ascribe those blessings to other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Or maybe he will misuse the favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, this is considered a great means of denying them and showing great unappreciation for the favors and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in his commentary of Kitab al-Tawheed, and we know in that work there's a chapter that's titled يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. There's a chapter in the book of al-Tawheed with this verse here as a chapter title. So he says, فَإِنَّ الشُّكْرَ الَّذِي هُوَ رَأْسُ الْإِيمَانِ مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَرْكَانِ. That indeed, الشُّكْر, showing thanks and gratitude, which is the head of al-Iman, it is based upon three pillars. It is based upon three pillars. اِعْتِرَافُ الْقَلْبِ بِنِعْمِ اللَّهِ كُلِّهَا عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَى غَيْرِهِ. That the heart will confess and realize the bounties and favors, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, all of them upon himself and upon others. Upon himself and upon others. Meaning that we must realize that every blessing that we have and every blessing anyone else has likewise is from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he mentions what تَحَدُّثُ biha wa thana'u ala Allahi biha. And then one, he must speak about that and praise Allah and thank Him for that. Speak about those blessings and praise and thank Allah for those blessings, to show thanks to Him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Praising Allah and thanking Him for those blessings. وَالِسْتِيَانَةُ بِهَا عَلَى طَاعَةِ الْمُنْعِمِ وعبادته. والله أعلم. And the third one is to use those blessings in the obedience of the one who has provided them. Al-Mun'im, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his worship. So the favors and blessings, all of them are from Allah. And we must realize that and recognize that and ascribe them to Allah and not to the creation in any manner. And this is from the ways of al-jahiliyyah, to forget the creator, to neglect the right of Allah azza wa jal. So if someone does good to you, or he helps you, or he lightens an affair for you, he does some act of kindness for you or charity for you, or if you're in harm's way and you're in danger or you're facing problems and difficulties, and someone comes and helps you in that circumstance and lightens the problem for you and takes care of you in this manner, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created that person. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has provided that person. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has granted that person the ability. It is Allah azza wa jal who directed him to you. Who directed him to you and put it in his heart that he will help you and that he will help you over the rest of the people. So therefore, the one who should be thanked first and foremost is the one who has decreed these affairs and created these affairs. The one who has decreed and created these affairs, and has authority and command over these affairs. So if someone did an act of kindness or charity to someone, it is Allah who had decreed that and created that. And it is Allah who allowed that. And it happened by his command and permission. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, one, he will thank Allah Azza wa Jal first and foremost. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has clarified that also from the noble and good manners and from the completion of that tawheed, recognizing the favor and blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, is as well to show thanks to the people. But the issue here is to not show thanks to the people and neglect the right of the Creator. So one will realize that the favor is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and at the same time he will realize the virtue of that person and the nobility of that person and the favor of that person, and he will thank him. He will tell him, for example, Jazakallahu khayra. Jazakallahu khayra. Barakallahu fika. May Allah reward you with good. May Allah bless you. But first, one will realize, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallahu khayra. He will praise and thank Allah. He will know that the favor in reality and blessing is from Allah, and along with that, that Allah has honored this person to be from those who do good and to be from those who are helpful for the slaves. He will show his thanks and appreciation to that person likewise. And it's been connected by Abu Dawood and other than him from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man la yashkuru an-nasa la yashkuru Allah." That whoever does not show thanks to the people, that he does not show thanks to Allah. So from showing thanks to Allah is being thankful to the people. Showing thanks to Allah is to realize that the favor and blessing is from Allah, and then to speak about that and to praise and thank Allah for that, and also to use that blessing in the favor of Allah. Showing thanks to the people is to realize their virtue and to tell them, Jazakallahu khayra. Barakallahu fikum. You really helped me out in this situation. May Allah reward you with good. To show thanks by telling them that you appreciate the help and you make dua for them. That you appreciate their help, that they did a great act of kindness, you recognize that. May Allah reward you with good. May Allah, the one who provided you and guided you to do that good, reward you with good. May Allah bless you and increase you in your wealth and in your health and in your family, so on and so forth. So this is from showing thanks. And likewise, connected by Tirmidhi, authentically from the hadith of Usama ibn Zayd, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man suni'a ilayhi ma'rufan faqala li fa'ilihi jazakallahu khayran faqad ablagha fi athana." That from the narration of Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhuma, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man suni'a ilayhi ma'rufan," that whoever, someone does good to him, and then he says to the one who did that good, "Jazakallahu khayra, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ فِي الثَّنَاءِ, that whoever someone does good to them, and then that person says to the one who did the good, جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, then indeed he has given great praise. He has given great praise of that person. Given great praise of that person. And this is from the means to show thanks. The means to show thanks to someone is to mention that and to praise them for that, and to make dua for them. And if someone does good to someone and they do not mention that or praise them for that and make dua for them, then this is from being ungrateful. Ungrateful and to the person. To the person. So even if a person, he prays and thanks Allah, then he must also mention that person as well with good and make dua for them. And make dua for them. And if not, it's considered being ungrateful. It's considered being ungrateful by not making dua for that person. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying here that whenever someone does good for you and you say to them, Jazakallahu khaira, Jazakallahu khaira faqad ablagha fi thana, then he has given great praise for that person. Meaning this is an encouragement to make this statement. Somebody does good to you, from the best thing that you can do for them is to say Jazakallahu khaira. To say it from your heart and to mean it, to say it where they hear it likewise. But you mean that may Allah reward you with good. Jazakallahu khaira. Yani khairan, this is nakira. This is nakira. So you may Allah reward you with good. There's not the mention of good in what. May Allah reward you with good in your deen. May Allah reward you with good in your money. May Allah reward you with good in your household. May Allah reward you with good in your family. None of that is mentioned in order to include every aspect of good. So it's an absolute dua. May Allah reward you with good, meaning in every aspect of your life. In every aspect of your life. Jazakallahu khaira. Jazakallahu khaira. So it has been connected by Abu Bakr ibn Abi Shayba in his Musannif, rahimahullahu ta'ala, statement from Umar radiallahu anhu that he said, لو يعلم أحدكم ما له في قوله لأخيه جزاك الله خيرا لأكثر منها بعضكم لبعض. That had one of you known the reward that he will have whenever he says to his brother, جزاك الله خيرا, then you would increase and say it often amongst yourselves to one another, to one another. So this is a great encouragement. And the reward that you will have if you say to your brother, جزاك الله خيرا. Jazakallahu khairan. In any case, there's a great reward in this. But there are some things to pay attention here. Then in the Arabic language, we must say it in this manner. Jazakallahu khaira. Jazakallahu khaira. You say the whole sentence. You say the whole sentence. Jazakallahu khaira. Some people, they say Jazakallah. Jazakallah. But this is not proper because the word al-jaza, in the Arabic language, it can be used for good and it can be used for evil. Some people, يَكُونُ لَهُمْ جَزَاءٌ حَسَنٌ. Well, some people, يَكُونُ لَهُمْ جَزَاءٌ سَيِّئٌ. Some people, they're going to have a good jaza, and others, they're going to have an evil and a bad jaza. So jaza means, translated to English, reward. So the translation is, may Allah reward you with good. But in English, maybe we say, may Allah reward you. And the only thing that comes to mind with a reward in English is, good is good, but the word jaza here, which is translated in this sentence to mean reward, so may Allah reward you with good, meaning may Allah recompense you with good, and in return for that. So this is a recompense. So some people's recompense will be good because of the good that they do, and others will be evil because of the evil that they do. So we're not leaving it like this in the absolute sense, jazakallah, and it could be understood sharran waliyadhu billah. La, you want to be specific, jazakallahu khairan. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah reward you with good. Jazakallahu khaira. May Allah reward you with good. So this is a point here. This is a point here. And likewise, a person, he will say what he knows what it means. And he will mean that. And he will hope that Allah will reward his brother with good. And he will hope that Allah, he will reward his brother with good. If somebody does good to you, whatever it may be. Jazakallahu khairan. You say that and you hope that for your brother. You say that and you hope that for your brother. Likewise, it has been connected by Abu Dawood from the Hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. This narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ صَنَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوهُ, that whoever does good to you, then you must pay him back. You must pay him back. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا مَا تُكَافِئُونَهُ فَادْعُوا لَهُ حَتَّى تَرَوْا أَنَّكُمْ قَدْ كَافَأْتُمُوهُ. If somebody does good to you, then pay him back. And he recompense him. Give him something in return. give him something in return. If you are not able to give him something in return, you may dua for him until you believe that you have recompensed him for that deed. You may dua for him until you believe that you have fulfilled that right. So sometimes maybe a person who will help an individual in a great manner, and he will continue the rest of his life making dua for that person. He'll continue the rest of his life making dua for that person because of the great benefit that they had done. Meaning that I'm making dua. I still don't believe that I have recompensed or paid him back in this manner because of the great good that he has done. Along with realizing that the favor and the blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you make dua for the one who does good to you. And the best dua in this case specifically is to say, Jazakallahu khayra. Jazakallahu khayra. And to realize that the favors and blessings are from Allah. Al-thamina wal-arba'un. Al-thamina wal-arba'un. The 48th masala, al-kufru bi-ayatillah. To disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. To disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. Al-ayat is the plural of ayah. Ayatun is the singular, and ayat or ay is the plural. And this is from those terms that have a number of meanings. The word ayah, it means sign. It also means verse, proof, evidence, miracle. All of these are terms that this word, it means. The ayat of Allah Azza wa Jalla are two types. Ayatun kawniyah wa ayatun shar'iyah. Ayatun kawniyah wa ayatun shar'iyah. The signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla, or the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, are two. There's universal ayat, universal signs in the creation, and there are the legislative signs. And these are the verses of the Quran, and likewise that which is found in the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are also as well signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows best what is intended here are al-ayat al-shar'iyyah, even more specific al-ayat al-Qur'aniyyah. The ayat al-shar'iyyah, this is the revelation, the signs in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, specifically here in the Qur'an, and Allah knows best, and in the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. The speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they belie and they deny these signs. They belie and they deny these signs. And they deny the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. They deny the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who belie and deny the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have the most humiliating punishment in this life and the hereafter. Waliyadhu billah. After this, the author, he says, At-tasi'a wal-arba'un, jahdu ba'diha. Jahdu ba'diha. The 49th issue from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah is that they deny some of them. Meaning from the people of al-jahiliyyah, there are those who deny the ayat of Allah absolutely. They deny them absolutely. This is going to come bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, meaning they will claim that there is no revelation and that Allah, He never sent guidance to mankind. They will deny them absolutely. They will deny the revelation in absolute sense. And there are others from the people of al-jahiliyyah, they did not deny the revelation in entirety. Rather, they would deny some of it. Not all of it, rather, some aspects of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض. Do you believe in a portion of the book and disbelieve in another portion? And this is in reference to the Jews. And this was from their ways. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And the recompense, شفت, والجزاء. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ. The word جزاء here. The word جزاء here is being used. The jaza, the recompense for the one who does this, is nothing except for disgrace in the worldly life. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of resurrection, they will be facing the most severest punishment. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah, He is not heedless of that which you are doing. So from the ways of the Jews is that they would belie and deny some of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning deny the application of some of the rulings. They would accept some of the rulings and they would apply them and abide by them, and others that were not in accordance to their desires and their whims, they would deny them or they would belie them and not apply them. So this is something that's very dangerous. And the people of innovation from this ummah, they're tried in the same manner. And there's not a person of desires and whims except that he will reject and deny aspects of the revelation and the law and legislation. And this is a must. And this is a must. And in this manner, they have a resemblance to the people of Al-Jahiliyyah. To the people of Al-Jahiliyyah. It's been mentioned by Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, وَأَمَّا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَهُوَ مَعَ الْحَقِّ إِذَا وَافَقَ الْهَوَى وَضِدُّهُ إِذَا خَالَفَ الْهَوَى. As for many of the people, then they are with the truth whenever it is in accordance to their desires, and they are against it whenever it is in opposition to their desires. Whenever it is in opposition to their desires. This is something to ponder and reflect over. وَأَمَّا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. As for many of the people, فَهُوَ مَعَ الْحَقِّ. He's with the truth. He's with the haqq. He's with the sunnah. He's with the sunnah. He's with the people of the sunnah. إِذَا وَفَقَ الْهَوَى. Whenever it's accordance to his desires. The hawa meaning the things that he likes. The hawa, the desires, meaning the things that he likes. The things that's in his best interest. The things that he's inclined towards. The things that he thinks are good and nice. And he likes to do. وَضِدُّهُ إِذَا خَالَفَ الْهَوَى. And he's against the truth whenever it's contrary to his desires. Contrary to his desires. Meaning that whenever the truth and the legislation prescribes something that he doesn't like or doesn't prefer or he doesn't think it's the best thing for him or he doesn't want to do it, then he is against the truth. Then he's against the truth. فَهُوَ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ مَنْ تَبَعَ إِلَّا هَوَى. So this person here, in reality, he's not following anything except for his desires. He's not following anything except for his desires. So if he only follows the truth whenever he likes it, then he's in reality not even following the truth. He's just following his desires. So we must follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam absolutely. Absolutely. And one, he will either follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the guidance that was revealed to him, or he will follow his desires. Allah, he mentioned in his book, فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And if they do not respond to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَعْلَمْ. Then you must know, أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, that they're only following their desires. So a person, he will follow the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam absolutely, or he'll follow his desires. So whenever a person, he opposes the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for whatever reason it may be, he's following his desires. So this is very dangerous, to follow what one likes from the legislation and to leave off what one doesn't like. And this happens in a number of different ways. It happens to the layman, it happens to the deviant, it happens to the innovators, in so many different ways. A person, he loves Islam and he loves to pray, but as for the beard, I don't know about that part. Or as for example, keeping the pants above the ankles, he will leave that part. But all of this is from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The same one who ordered for the salah and clarified that has also ordered to have a beard and to leave that, and also has prohibited that the lower garment go below the ankle, for example. So a person, he must accept the guidance wholeheartedly and in entirety, and not pick and choose what he likes to follow. And in this manner, the guidance will be perfected and the Islam will be complete, and a person, he will truly show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will aid him and help him and make him firm. Allah, he mentioned in his book, إِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. And if you obey him, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be guided. So the more you obey him in every major and minor affair, from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more you will be guided, the more clear you will be able to see, the more firm you will be by the grace and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must be cautious from accepting some of the guidance and rejecting other aspects of the guidance. Likewise, it happens in these days many times. If you read narrations to some people, maybe on the khutbah or maybe in the different lectures and classes, if you speak about the affairs of the heart, you will find them very attentive and listening and benefiting. And even maybe they're going to be happy with the one speaking. But if you start talking about the narrations, clarifying the obligation of being patient in times of fitin and how to deal with the rulers that are corrupt and evil, you mention these same narrations from the same authentic books, from the books of Bukhari and the books of Muslim, you find their faces balling up. You find them becoming agitated. And they don't want to stay no longer. They don't want to listen. They start thinking bad about the speaker now. They don't like him anymore. And he's simply narrating the same narrations from the same prophet, from the same books that he was narrating before. It didn't change anything. didn't change anything. This chapter was over here in the chapter of Iman, or the chapter of heart softeners, and this chapter was over here in the chapter of leadership and fitting in trials in the end days. So it's all from the same prophet and the same message. It's all from the same book and it's all from the same path. So we don't pick and choose what we like to follow. Rather, we find the evidences that are authentic and we believe in them. We strive to understand them in the proper light, the understanding of the best generations, and implement that in our life. Implement that in our life. Some of it maybe we understand very clearly. Other aspects maybe are not so clear for us. Then we must seek knowledge and learn and ask the people who know. Or maybe some things are something that's beneficial and we understand it and we like it. And other aspects maybe it's difficult for us. Maybe we're not raised upon that way. Maybe it's different from the culture or the custom that we grew up upon in our particular land or society. But we have to believe that that's the guidance of the Messenger of Allah, and that's the best guidance. So therefore, we have to learn how to fight our souls and to leave those customs or any other way that's contrary to His way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hold fast to His way, hoping for the reward of Allah. In this manner, guidance comes. Barakallahu fikum. So from the ways of al-jahiliyyah is that some of them, they'll believe in aspects of the revelation, deny other aspects, and deny other aspects. And this is from a dangerous way. This is from a dangerous way. The author, he says, rahimahullah, al-khamsun, qawluhum ma anzalallahu ala basharin min shay. The 50th issue from the affairs of a jahiliyyah is their statement that they will say, Allah, He did not reveal anything to mankind. That Allah, He did not reveal anything to mankind. So this is an example of how some of them, they would deny the revelation absolutely. They would deny the revelation absolutely. And in this manner, they're denying the great right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denying His wisdom likewise. In this claim, they're saying that Allah, He has left the creation without any purpose. That Allah, He did not send revelation. He did not send guidance. He did not send prophets. He did not send messengers. Meaning He just left mankind with no purpose, with no guidance, to fend for themselves, to figure out their own way, and to live a life of animals, and to eat and to drink, and to have sexual intercourse, and to laugh and to play, and then to die for nothing. And in the end, the one who is truthful and honest is going to be treated like the one who is a liar and a low life. A liar and a low life. The one who is a liar and dishonest. Or the one who is kind and generous is going to be treated the same as the one who is evil and mean and foul and wicked. Waliyadhu billah. And this is contrary. There are great evils. There are great evils in this claim here that Allah, He did not send any guidance. Allah did not send any guidance, meaning that the prophets and messengers are not true, and the revelations that have been revealed all throughout history is falsehood and lies and statements of men of old and fairy tales and the likes like this. Like they claim, asatir al-awwaleen. Asatir al-awwaleen, made up stories from the days of ancient and the likes like this. All of this is folklore, not even true and not even real. Wallahu al-musta'an. So this is a foul and lowly claim. A foul and lowly claim, and in this claim, they have neglected the right of Allah to be honored and to be venerated and to be praised in His majesty and His glory, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, they have denied His attribute of wisdom, and that He has created this creation with great wisdom and with purpose, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they did not give Allah His right and praise and majesty and glory. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma qadaru Allah haqqa qadrihi. Those who claim this claim. Those who claim this claim. And in this manner, they're denying the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the greatest blessing and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sending of messengers with guidance and light and revelation. And the best of that and the greatest of that is the coming of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is with regards to even the Jews. To even the Jews, they belied and denied the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although they had believed in Musa alayhi salam. They had believed in Musa alayhi salam. So they belied and denied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are from them who deny the revelation entirety, and others they deny aspects of the revelation like we have seen. Like the Jews, they denied Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and likewise they denied Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the revelation that was revealed to them. And the revelation that was revealed to them, and the Christians as well, like them, they denied the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the revelation that was revealed to him. And the revelation that was revealed to him. So there's no means of happiness or joy or goodness in this life and the hereafter except for believing in the prophets and messengers and following them and following the guidance that was revealed to them. And the final and the last messenger is the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the last revelation is the revelation of the noble Quran. The author, he says, rahimahullah, al-hadiyah wal-khamsun, qawluhum fil-Qur'ani in hadha illa qawlu al-bashar. And the 51st issue from these affairs, from the affairs of al-jahiliyyah, is their statement about the Quran, that they say this is nothing but the statements of a man. This is nothing but the words of a man. This is nothing but the words of a man. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. They say that مَا هُوَ إِلَّا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ. This is nothing but the words of a man. Meaning it's not revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's not the messenger of Allah. And that what was revealed to him is the words of Muhammad and not the words of the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a great and evil and false claim. One of the first to say that, his name is Al-Walid ibn Al-Mughira. And these verses were revealed with regards to him. And he made the likes of these claims. So this is going back to the issues that have preceded. Denying the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. The greatest blessing is the blessing of the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those issues before likewise, denying the revelation or believing a part of it and rejecting another part. All of this is from belying and denying and being ungrateful for the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the greatest favor and the greatest blessing is the blessing of guidance that has come with the prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wassalam. That has come with the prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wassalam. So this is from the ways of al-jahiliyyah, that they will claim that the Quran is the words of man and not the words of the Lord of man. Not the words of the Lord of man. So claiming that the Quran is the words of Muhammad or is created in the likes like this is from the ways of al-jahiliyyah. This is from the ways of al-jahiliyyah and not from the ways of of guidance and of light. Not from the ways of guidance and of light. So similar like this from this ummah, there are those who ascribe to al-Islam, yet they make the same claim, claiming that the Quran is created, like the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, and those who follow that way from the Asha'ira, so on and so forth. They have a similar claims. They have similar claims. Some of them are worse than others, but they all go back to this issue that the Quran is created, that the Quran is created, meaning it's the speech of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he mentioned a great threat with regards to the one who made that claim. With regards to the one who made that claim, Allah, he says, "Dharni wa man khalaqtu wahida wa ja'altu lahu malan mamduda wa banina shuhuda wa mahadtu lahu tamhida thumma yatma'u an azid." All of this is in great accordance to that which has preceded, denying the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denying the revelation, being ungrateful for the favors and blessings. Allah, he says to him, "Dharni wa man khalaqtu wahida." Leave me alone with the one whom I have created alone. Meaning I brought him into life alone. Whenever he came into this life, he had nothing with him. I created him alone with nothing, with no wealth or no children or anything. I created him in this manner and while he's alone. And I provided him and sustained for him until this day. وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا. And I have provided for him great resources in abundance. وَبَنِينَ شَهُودًا. And I have granted him children to be by his side. وَمَهَدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا. Mentioning blessing after blessing after blessing. Allah brought him into life. He has nothing. He has nothing. And then he provided for him throughout life until he provided for him children that would be by his side, helping him and aiding him and assisting him. وَمَهَدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا. And I made life smooth and comfortable for him. ثُمَّ يَطُمَّوْا أَنْ أَزِيدٍ. And then after that, he thinks and desires and hopes that I will give him more. كَلَّا إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا. And nay, verily, he has been opposing, in opposition to our verses, to our ayat, and to our signs, until it comes to this statement here about him, whenever he ponders and reflects and thinks over the Quran that was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he makes his claim, "In hada illa qawlul bashar," and he says, "This is nothing but the statement of a human being." Of a human being. What's the verse after that? Nuslihi saqar. Indeed, we're going to cause him to burn in the fire. This is the outcome of those who claim that the Quran is the words of man. That the Quran is the words of man. سَنُسْلِيهِ سَقَرْ أَلِسْلَىٰ. Yani we're going to cause him to burn and taste the agonies and the pains of the blazing fire. So there's a great threat with the likes of this claim. Claiming that the Quran is the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not the words of Allah, or even stemming from that, likewise from the ways of the deviant sects, claiming that the Quran is created, claiming that the Quran is created, or even claiming that the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not having the proper creed with regards to that. Kalamun nafsi, and the likes like this from the ways of the deviant. Waliyadu billah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.